Hi, this is Lou Dobbs, and welcome to our podcast for late September. Our podcasts serve as subjective companion pieces to my very objective daily financial reports. I'll be providing commentary on a host of issues, and of course, three times a day, providing those very objective financial reports. This is an opportunity for me to share some of my more personal thoughts on a host of very important issues for all of us in this country. For example, the war on terror. While American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan are fighting some of the most intense battles of the war against radical Islamist terrorists, our national debate on the future of the conflict has descended to platitudes of campaign rhetoric and a pathological partisan refusal on both sides of the debate to acknowledge what are harsh realities and the difficult choices that now confront us. 5 years after the September 11th attacks, President Bush told the nation in his televised address, "If we do not defeat these enemies now, we will leave our children to face a Middle East overrun by terrorist states and radical dictators armed with nuclear weapons." Whether right or wrong, President Bush did not tell us how we will defeat these unspecified and unnamed enemies, nor when. In response to the president's address, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said, "The American people deserved better last night. They deserved a chance to reclaim that sense of unity, purpose, and patriotism that swept through our country 5 years ago." But like President Bush, Senator Reid had no recommendations for defeating our enemies in this conflict. Senator Reid is right that the American people deserve better, but they deserve better from both political parties and all of our national leadership. Nearly 140,000 of our troops are now in combat to eradicate a steadfast insurgency in Iraq, while 20,000 of our brave men and women are fighting to defeat the resurgent Taliban in Afghanistan. Nearly 2,700 of our troops have been killed in Iraq, almost 300 killed in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, the Taliban is strengthening every day and adopting the Iraqi insurgency's tactics. The Taliban has begun using suicide bombs, roadside bombs, and other tactics seldom seen in Afghanistan. Suicide bombings, for example, were once very rare in Afghanistan, but so far this year, there have been some 70 suicide attacks, and NATO officials say today those attacks have killed more than 170 people. The commander of British forces in Afghanistan says that the intensity of the fighting there is now greater than that in Iraq. In Iraq, the insurgency is intensifying as well, violence worsening, not lessening, and on average, two of our troops are being killed each and every day. This month, the Senate voted unanimously to spend $63 billion more to fund military operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan, bringing the total amount appropriated to conduct both wars to more than $469 billion, more than twice the Bush administration's original estimate of $100 to $200 billion for the war in Iraq, but far less than the estimate from Nobel laureate economist and Columbia professor Joseph Stiglitz. Along with Harvard professor Linda Belmus, Stiglitz projects the war in Iraq will cost more than $1 trillion. Neither the Bush administration nor the loyal Democratic opposition is speaking to the American people about how these wars will be won, nor at what cost. After almost 5 years in Afghanistan and more than 3 years in Iraq, I believe the American people, and certainly our men and women in uniform, deserve more than partisan rancor and false choices. The American people can't reasonably be asked by this president or this Secretary of Defense to stay the course without evidence of a strategy to successfully prosecute the war and defeat the radical Islamist enemy. Otherwise, why are we there? The loyal opposition on Capitol Hill can't reasonably ask the American people to elect them without articulating a new direction and offering a concrete plan for victory. Otherwise, why do we even have a loyal opposition? Both the White House and Congress should be demanding accountability from our generals who failed so far to succeed in destroying our enemies. Not a single general has been fired for failing to lead our men and women to victory against the insurgencies of Iraq and Afghanistan. I believe it's time for all Americans, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents to demand such accountability. I, for one, do not want to hear another of our generals urge the American people to be patient. Patience favors the enemy. And our generals have the responsibility to our brave troops and to this nation to deliver certain victory, and that responsibility rests first and foremost with a commander-in-chief. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or a comment about my thoughts, please feel free to email us at lou at loudobbsradio.com. That's Lou at loudobbsradio.com.